Hello to my kings, queens, my gods, my goddesses, my emperors, my high priestess, whatever y'all identify. How are y'all doing? Okay? How are y'all doing? It's been a while since I have been able to sit down and come to you all abundantly and positively. It's been a minute. I've been trying to get a lot together. A lot has been going on. I've had good times. I've had bad times. I've been trying to get my life all the way together. I have just sat and let my life fall apart for just a little bit because that's just how life is. Okay? I will say that. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what the topic of today is going to be. We're just going to go with the flow and whatever pops out today. And I'm just going to put a title to it because, I'm to the point in my life right about now where I do not want to be confined to one thing. As Miss Yolanda would say, I don't want to confine myself into one small box. I am a goddess and I am whatever it is that I want to be in life. I will succeed everything I am supposed to succeed in life. And I send that energy out to everybody else. Now, the reason why I mentioned the name Yolanda is because Miss Yolanda is she is a very wonderful woman that chooses every morning at 6:30 to express to me and others that are in the group on Clubhouse. You can look her up. It's Yolanda Evolving is how we look for her, which I there's a link that's going to be it's going to be somewhere on here so y'all can get to it today. That's going to be my invite to everybody to come and settle down into a room where there is love, where there is abundance, where there's just positive energy, because there is a wonderful way to start your morning. Or if you don't catch it in the morning at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time or whatever time, you know, your time frame is, because everybody's on different time in the world. Catch it when you can. Sometimes when I miss an episode, I will have to watch it, listen to it because it's Clubhouse. I will have to listen to it when I'm at work and I work night shift. And that's another reason why I don't get to speak to y'all that often. I would really, 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 really like to. But working third shift is different, okay? It's not for the weak. Let me say that. It's not for the weak. And speaking with her and listening to her and listening to others makes the days a little bit easier. Now, you still have a little bit of work that you have to do for yourself, but at least, you know, getting a blueprint of what, you know, what life is supposed to be, because she's a spiritual life coach and she is a motivational speaker. She's absolutely awesome. She's awesome. And all of the people that are in the room with us are absolutely awesome. It is just great to hear what everybody else has going on in a good way. And sometimes even in a bad way. You never know exactly how someone's story can help you. I will say that. There's so many things that you can hear in that area that are just absolutely awesome. Now, I will mention this. We do not condone any rudeness at all. That is a safe space for love and light. That is a safe space to be able to get through whatever darkness that you are dealing with, any answers that you need for your questions. But there will be no being rude in there, because you will be booted out. You will be blocked. We do not tolerate nothing nasty. Nothing nasty at all. We don't tolerate it. So you click on the link and you come to this area. Bring positivity. Don't bring anything that is negative, because that is not what we welcome. We welcome everyone with love, and we would like for our safe space to be respected. Okay? Just needed to note that, because toxicity is around here getting comfortable everywhere. With everything that's going on in the world also, I could be speaking to myself in this matter, but hopefully I'm speaking to somebody else when I say this. Don't let your job consume you at all, because I understand what society is putting out here on the table. That doesn't mean that you have to get out here and eat it. You should not be confined to a job, to a primary 9-to-5. You should have multiple streams of income at all times, because you never know exactly what could happen to your job. Honestly. Also, if you feel that a job is stressing you, leave. Please leave. Now, I'm not saying, you know, just haul off and quit. But hey, if that resides with your spirit, you do that. But what I'm saying is that if a job is absolutely stressing you, like you just have no capacity to deal with the job or the people anymore, find another source of income to where you do not have to disrespect yourself. Because honestly, that's a sign of disrespect. You're honestly putting up with something you really don't have to put up with. It's really funny. How sometimes when you're working a job and people see you as the problem, like you're just an unmanageable person, or you just don't get along with nobody at work. And when you leave that job, not saying you, like when you leave it, leave everything right there in that building. Or for my people that the call centers at home or in buildings, baby, leave that headset, leave that phone, okay? Leave it, okay? Please leave it. At the warehouse, baby, leave that production line. Somebody else is going to stand there and continue to run it, all right? For my people that have to deal with these kids, I love y'all. I'm glad y'all got the patience. Okay? Leave them kids. You have a broad spectrum of talents. You are overqualified for everything that is out here. You can do anything and everything that you absolutely want to do. You just got to figure out if you want to do it. You have to figure out what your full potential is. And a lot of us don't. And I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what I want to do right now. I am at this point of my spiritual journey where I don't know whether I'm going up or down. I just know that I'm living right now. And I want to enjoy life, but I don't know how I want to enjoy it just yet. I will say that. And I know there are a lot of people that are dealing with that right now. A lot of people are dealing with that. You know, you want to work. You absolutely want to work. It's not the fact that you just want to sit at home. You want to work. But what do I want to do? And if you're on a journey to where you're finding yourself after you have indulged in taking care of other people, and you are just now trying to get back to yourself, and you're trying to find out what you like, what you don't like, who you don't like, what you'll tolerate, what you won't tolerate. So it's hard. But be easy, like Kanye West on yourself, okay? Please be easy. Be easy. Be very patient with yourself. And just be comfortable with life right now. Everything that's supposed to happen will happen. Any abundance and any prosperity that's supposed to come to you will come to you, because you are owed that. You are created for that. You were not created to struggle. You were not created to stress. You were not created to be confused. All of the questions that you have, they all have answers. You just have to be patient enough to wait for those answers. Be very patient with yourself, because I will tell you right now, I'm so flustered and frustrated right now, but I know there's a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Please believe that. Please believe that divine timing is a thing. You can be in the right place at the right time. You just literally have to let things work out the way that they want to work out. One thing that I say all the time, this is my go-to. Life is so simple. Not life could be so simple. Life is simple. Because life is as simple as you want to make it. Most of the time, when things are not going the way that we think we should, it's because we are accepting chaos into our life. It's because we are worried about everything around us instead of sitting in the midst of some things. You can't fix everything. You can't fix everybody. You can only fix you. You fix yourself, everything else will fall into place. I'll use this as an example. This is something that just popped up in my head, and apparently it's something that I'm supposed to express to you all. You all remember, for the ones that have kids, or, you know, just in general, you remember the little toy? It used to be this little wooden toy with different color shapes on it. And there were little holes in the little wooden toy. And what you would do, you would pick up the shapes and you would fit them into whatever hole of a shape that's there that it goes into. Because you can't force it. You can't force the shape of a star into a square. You can't force the square into the star. The star goes to the star. The square goes to the square. So why are you trying to force things in your life that are not supposed to be there? That can be friendships, relationships, loving your family. Please do not force yourself to stay at a job that you do not need to stay at. Do not force yourself to deal with a family member that you do not want to deal with. Do not force yourself to love a parent that is being difficult to you. Do not force anyone to be in a relationship with you. Sometimes things are meant to fall apart. Sometimes that puzzle that you took your time and put together was meant to fall apart. And sometimes those pieces were not meant to fit with each other. Be so abundant within yourself and be so in control of your life that you'll be able to identify when those things happen. We get into a distraction of how we feel things are supposed to go because things have been going that way. Because I've seen other people do this and it has worked. Because my parents or someone, an elder has done this and it has worked. Why is it not working for me? Because it's not meant to work for you. That's not what you're supposed to be doing in your life. You're supposed to do what you want to do. A lot of things in life are not supposed to be inherited. And if they are, you do not have to accept that inheritance. You don't. You have a choice. You have your own body, mind, spirit, ambition, and your own force field to be reckoned with. Know that. Know that. Speak nicely to yourself. Speak positive affirmations over yourself. Be very mindful of the tongue that you use toward yourself. Don't project things on yourself that should not be projected. You want to sit there and you want to just say, oh, I'm broke. Baby, you're going to be broke because that's what you are putting out there, honey. You want to sit there and say I'm rich. That is exactly what you're going to be. Speak that on yourself. I'm on Facebook all the time because I love social media and I should not. That is my guilty pleasure. But I see all the time where it says, this year, I am going to be the first millionaire in my family. Speak that on yourself. Write that down. Get up every single morning. Say that to yourself in the morning every single day. Put that in your energy. Put that in your energy. There could be an idea that is right there in the center of your brain. That needs to come out, but you're worried about everything else. And it could be a wonderful, booming business idea. Or you could honestly be just like my best friend and have the gift of writing, but have writer's block. Or you could be like me, a person that loves to talk about anything and everything, but you're scared to pick up your phone and make a podcast all the time because you feel like nobody is going to listen to what you were talking about. Let me tell you this. There is someone, maybe multiple people, maybe millions of people that's going to listen to you. Someone's going to want to hear what you have to say. Someone is going to want to buy the product that you are selling. Someone is going to want to read that book that you are writing. Because you're not the only person that has that creative mind, that creative outlet, that has that oomph with whatever you're doing. Find your way to connect to others. But connect with yourself first. It's inner work first. Heal yourself from any childhood traumas. Heal yourself from any of the present traumas that you have. Matter of fact, somebody needs to hear this too. Try to heal yourself for anything in the future that might come and become a trauma to you. Try to heal yourself so good that in the future you ain't gonna have to worry about nothing coming at you. Because it's going to come. The more that you work on bettering yourself, the harder the battles are going to be. There's a song that says, more money, more problems. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The more money you make, most likely the more bills that are going to curate. And that's not a bad thing. That just means you're going to have to learn how to manage your money. It's really all in what you want to do. Now you have that type of money. Now you have to live that type of lifestyle. If you choose to. It's whatever. Hey, honestly, the gist of it, it's all in what you want to do. Y-O-U. Three letters. To me, one syllable. To everybody else, it might mean more than that, but I'm just saying to me, that's what that is. You. On your birth certificate, your name is on there. Your birthday is on there. Now, if you're a double, that's different, you know, or a plus one, that's different. But still, even with that, with having a twin or other siblings, you are different than your siblings. You have a twin, y'all could have, well, no, let me fix that, because now you have family's genes that are so strong, everybody has the same face, just copy and paste. The printer was very full of ink when everybody in the family was being printed. So, you are you, even if everybody got the same face, okay? Everybody has different personalities, though. Every single person has a different personality. Nobody is going to go down the same road of life. Everybody is going to live different. Not everybody's going to live the same. I want you all to be the best you that you possibly can, because you don't have no other choice. Whether you feel like it or not, it is either you are going to get on this horse called life and you are going to ride it the way that you are supposed to and go the direction that you're supposed to, or you just going to have a bumpy ride on this horse, but you're still going to get to where you're going on the horse. It might take you a little bit longer. You might have to go through some obstacles. You and a horse might have to go through a couple of swamps and alligators going to be at you. But baby, you're going to make it to your destination on that horse. Go ahead and get up there and hold on. Life is not easy, but make it as easy as you possibly can. I love you all from the equator of my heart. Until next time.